We are up to Simin Reish Chaf Aleph, and we'll be doing the entire Simin. Sif Aleph Im Hoyu Bitsar Machmas Atziris Geshamim. If people were in distress over a lack of rainfall, the Yardu Geshamim, and then it rained. Mavarchin Alehem, you make a bracha on that. Afapishalo Yardu Adayin Kadei Reviyah, even if it's not enough to really go and saturate the ground and help things grow. Mishiyardu Kolkach, when it reaches the shear, sherabu ala oretz, that there's so much rain on the ground, sheyalu ababuos min hamoter, that you get bubbles from the rain, v'yelchu zelik razeh, and as it comes down, it bounces back up. Haga umasheinogu sheinan nogim bezman hazeh bebirkas hakshamim. The reason why we don't make this bracha mishum de medina seil tadirim bikshamim veinam netzorim kolkach. Meaning, the Mechaber brings this down because he was in the Middle East where rain is scarce. The Ramos says that in Europe it rains regularly. So in Europe they weren't knowing this. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah holds like this, that in Eretz Yisrael, where it goes for, so you go for 6 months without rain, Mi'ikar Adin in Eretz Yisrael, one would have to make a bracha even if there wasn't an Atzirus Geshamim. But he brings in El Yerabba, who's Mestapik, and says that it should be said without Shema Malchus. Whereas in any other situation, and in Eretz Yisrael as well, if there was a drought, that when it rains, then everybody would hold it. You make the bracha. Siv beis, umam avarach. What bracha do you make? Im ein lo soda. Someone who doesn't have a field. Omer moldim anachnu lach, Hashem elokeinu al kol tipa v'tipa sharat talanu. That's the nusach that it starts with. V'ilu finu mole shira kayam. And you have to proceed with nishmas. Ad hein heim yodu v'yivarchu eshimcha malkeinu. You get up to the word eshimcha malkeinu. V'chosim baruch ato Hashem kel rov ha'odaos. V'im yesh lo sadar b'shutfis. If you have a field b'shutfis, im acher, mavarach ato v'ametiv. V'im ein lo shutuf b'sadar mavarach shechiyanu. So there are three levels. Someone owns a field on his own, he says a shechiyanu. It's a partnership. He says Atov Ametiv. He owns no field. He says the Modim. Says Rama Ago Yesh Omrim Da Shomea Shiarduk Sham Mvarach Atov Ametiv. Some say that if you heard that it rained, you also make a bracha. Lamaisa, the minig is not to. If someone does not have a soda, he does not make the bracha on Shmia. If he is someone that has a soda and heard, then there he would. In other words, the Shechiyano the Atov Ametiv will go on Shmia. Whereas there's no modim anachno loch on Shmia because of Safik Brachas Lahakal, and if you don't have a field, you wouldn't say it. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that what is the definition of a shutfis to say Atov Ametiv if you own a field and you have a family? That's also shutfis. Now, if somebody sees the Nile as it grows gradually, he gets to the point where he sees that it grew from one day to the next, the halacha is that he makes a birkas, the bracha of hodos kshamim. Whereas if he saw it every single day, so that it grew so slowly and gradually, there was never an abrupt change. There he would not make a bracha. If someone has a field together with a non-Jewish shutif, the halacha is that is not mechayev atov ametiv, only a shechiyanu.